One Fam Radio.
Like, put a snake with a snake, get a bite for a bite. And rule six, you must protect the brand with your life. I'd rather help you get a million than help you get a strike. And do you understand your publisher? Whether you rapping or you hustling, treat that like real estate and pay the government. Family first, money second. Ain't taking care of your family, I just can't respect it. These big homie rules, I give my little homie jewels. Some shit they can use. You give your little homie tools and tell them go do some shit that you wouldn't do. You breaking big homie rules. Big homie rules. This a big homie move. Cause this what big homies do. Never fold, lead by example. Never let none come between the family.
Yo, yo, yo.
You might as well cut the light on a little circle light. Yo, what's up, y'all?
Yo, 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 y'all now listening to tune into One Fan Radio.
My man getting better.
You know what I mean? You got Mar Mills.
Yes, sir.
E-Tup.
Yes, sir.
The man of the hour, Black.
Yo, we in here, man.
And your boy, SP.
What's going on, fellas?
I mean,
I keep it real.
Feel good to
keep
be back.
Real.
Yeah. No, we're gonna be honest.
It feel good to be back.
How that week without doing this felt?
Man, it's like missing a therapy session, man. I ain't gonna lie, I was going through it a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like I listen to a lot of podcasts during the week, and you know, you open that app and you refresh all the podcasts that come out the week, and we not in it. It's like, I'm kind of
sorry. I ain't gonna lie. Since we started ours, I really don't be in tune with nobody else.
I got to.
We not gonna ignore the fact that Chubb just put the wine bottle on the table.
You the one suggested you want to drink wine.
I say wine. I don't drink wine.
I do.
Y'all say wine. I drink wine. Tapes is on tape.
It's, I don't really do the hard liquor like that no more.
It's four up, niggas. Fellas? We sitting here drinking wine like.
Y'all said wine.
The Golden Girls. I never said wine.
That ain't wine. Gonna say the Golden
Girls. That one y'all throw me under the bus.
What's up, man?
Fuck them all.
Listen, I just want to say, shout out to y'all fellas, man. I'm going to keep it real, man. This right here. This dope as shit. Like, for the last couple years with me, it's just been responsibilities, work, priorities. Like, repeat. Like, right. This right.
No fun. I mean, what else is life? Yeah. You can have fun in between, no. But other than that, what life is about?
About passion.
Enjoying yourself.
Something like
enjoying
to do. This my fun. Escape. Like, I've been going through it all week, working hard all week. This the best part of the week, right? Here.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. So, we here, though.
It was something that, like, somebody said to me that was brought to my attention. I just want to hear y'all thoughts on it.
Oh, he leaving the group.
No, I ain't going to do that. David, I mean, I ain't going to leave the group. But what y'all thoughts on people keep that phrase of doing it while you young?
What you mean? What, though?
Like, I don't, like sometimes people kind of, like, look at me funny for me, the way I grind. Mm-hmm. I'm just devoting most of my energy into just trying to, like, better myself. And
I mean, you got, that's not photogenic, and you got to realize the era we in.
Yeah, because it's just like everybody keeps saying, like, do it while you young. I'm like, what you mean by that?
Yeah.
What do you mean do it while you young?
Well, maybe because they're saying, you know, time is real. Like, you get old, you break down regardless.
And tomorrow, and I promise, you work all this time while you young, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you should do since you like in shape to be able to do it, but when you get older, your goal is right now to work so you can enjoy when you get older, right?
Yeah.
Now let's say you working all this time now, you don't get to see older.
Right.
Now you done blew your life for what? So you got it, because it was a balance I had to go through. I was working doubles, and when I went to church, my pastor was saying, like, basically you got to make time for your daughter. Yeah. I'm doing all this working and all that.
But actually, my grind, even though I don't have kids, I'm doing it for my future kids.
But let's say you don't get to have kids. Like, we just saying hypothetical.
Yeah, hypothetical, yeah.
But you know what I mean? You don't have kids, now what?
We all know Mara shooting blanks. He never knew about condoms.
No, pull-out game been strong. Yeah, I mean, you can put the glue on my back, I still a pull out, man.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's a 10.
Yeah, but it's just like, but like back to what we were saying, it's just like, for me, like, if you want to accomplish something or succeed in life, at some point in time, you got to buckle down, which means you got to sacrifice and put all the fun and games to the side. And it seemed like when you do that, that's when I've been hearing, do it while you're young. But my goal is to do it while I'm young, so I can enjoy it while I'm young.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like, we try to get around this, but if you really, money to me is either second or third on the list. First is you, your health, your peace of mind come first before anything, and then that second and third slot kind of to me interchangeable. It could be money second or family second.
Yeah.
Because you need, I mean, as much as we try to get around it, you need money to take care of your family.
Yeah, money's, yeah, that's the
we
truth.
Try to get around it, but it's
can't
just,
I try a lot. I try a lot.
Yeah, but you to pay them bills or to pay them school.
Well, the same people saying do it while you're young won't hesitate to call you and ask you for $200. So
yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm in debt.
Or if they older and they saying it, they just don't want you to make their mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not really hearing it from a bunch of older cats. It's more like more people of our age bracket.
Yeah, they want you to blow your money. They jealous.
Yeah, you taking all the OT, nigga.
I mean, if they don't want it, I take it.
Listen, we ain't going no farther in this podcast. So we shout out this lady, the commissioner of the Philadelphia Police Department, Daniel Outlaw. And we want to
fuck. We shout her out for
because she gotta keep her head up because she just took one of the worst jobs ever.
Yeah. Oh, she the new commissioner of the city now?
This motherfucking city.
Oh,
and I could just imagine.
Yeah,
waking up this morning.
That's basically like taking like she basically like the Brett Brown of the police district.
Listen,
you taking a losing job like.
I could just imagine her walking into work this morning. What's going on, everybody? What's going on? What happened last night? They like what the fuck you came straight here from from the crib. You ain't
no, she got
you
that
ain't
call.
Check your phone. That's what I'm saying. She, got she even call. Woke she up to it and got the call last night. Like what's
she got
up?
That call while she was getting that monkey in her back.
Oh boy, no. The bull hump.
The bull hump.
But she, you know, she don't go that way.
She don't.
Oh yeah.
No, she. I thought she was.
You saying it because she's like a WNBA player?
Oh, he judging her.
No. That's, yeah. Anyway, you get a fucking call. Get a call from your employees.
Said WNBA.
They say, they say, so what happened last night? They say, well, we got called out to a domestic at a gas station. And 90 minutes after that, we was chasing the fucking ambulance through the streets of Northeast Philadelphia. At that point, it's like, where and how did it go left? They got called to a domestic. Somewhere along the lines, he got shot. And then ran.
He was playing GTA.
Niggas play too many video games.
Yeah, fucking ambulance do 30. The dash say 30 on it. He wasn't going nowhere. Ambulance, the cops right behind him. 90 minutes he got out of this. In his shorts. He had no shirt on.
She probably was sitting back at her desk like, this is some bullshit. This is some bullshit. I mean, to pay good, but this is some bullshit.
Like, I know this, to pay this, good.
Yo, this.
I mean, if you the commissioner, you probably should be saying six figures. You ain't going to take that job for no 70, 80.
It's just like, what the fuck happened, though? Could you imagine? Like, got here. Y'all want to play with ambulance.
Yeah.
She probably used to it, man. She had 20.
Used to what?
I mean,
that
she,
again, she had 20 years of experience in the field.
In Seattle.
Google up fucking
Seattle. She came from Seattle. Ain't nothing out there.
Yeah.
That's where all the hippies are.
Ain't nothing going on. and they gentrified.
Yeah.
So there's nothing going on
Seattle?
Up there. Yeah. And you done brought your ass down here.
Yeah.
I guess it was the work she was doing up there that made her.
I know that job paid about $300,000, so I guess it's worth it.
I don't know, man. Shout out, man. Keep your head up. Y'all need some some new alarms on the motherfucking ambulances. That's about it.
Hold up. So he
and there you go. And there you go.
He in a whole.
And that's how she feel.
A whole getaway in an ambulance truck.
35 miles per hour.
But it was a fire department ambulance truck. So
like an E350, F350 or some shit like that.
I mean, anybody could take them. What are they gonna do? They ain't carrying the defense.
How?
They be leaving the door open.
He was in the back getting treated.
Oh,
well.
I was getting cheated.
He was shot.
So what? I'm trying to figure out what was his thought process like. Like, where are you going?
So it's A, fucking relax. That's A.
Yeah.
B, yell. You know.
Yeah.
C, in small print, I'm gonna take this fucking ambulance and act the fuck up.
That's
tonight.
Making me thinking. What does Jackie look like?
It ain't none of that came out.
Yeah, none of it came out.
I mean, if his jacket that long and that bad,
what the fuck will your jacket say? Get away and something that dropped 35 miles.
He looked like he was high. He looked like he was high when he grabbed it.
Yeah, because he was.
No, man, just stay off the drugs.
That's that
K2. Yeah. Once you snap, you snap. Man, I ain't gonna lie. Never mind.
Oh man, snap story.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Go ahead. Snap, snap. No, I'm just saying. Sometimes when you snap. Then you be walking down the street like, yo, I'm about to blow his head off. But you never do.
That's
it.
Some people that be in the psych ward. Yeah, like, yo, but, I was hearing voices from the TV telling me to do this, that, and the third.
Once you snap, like you say, yo, I'm about to knock him clean out. Let's say you go all work and knock him out. Mm-hmm. Now you fucked up. You know you going to jail. Or it's over for you. It's a wrap. Like you lost your job. You going to fuck everybody else you see.
Oh yeah, it's like a domino effect. I'm going to keep that, going.
Speaking of that, I want to speak on something on a serious note before we get into these topics, man. It was a shooting last night at a place wide open. King of Pressure, LA Fitness. That's a good joint. Like,
yeah.
Not too far from, what's that, St. Joe's?
Yeah, you wouldn't expect that.
And the details on this shooting was, it was over a basketball game. And that's two men life in danger. The news say they were shooting at each other and one got over on the other one. That's two lives in danger because one is dead. And depending on the circumstance of that other person, I don't know if it's a license to carry situation or this Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I don't do Pennsylvania have self-defense?
It's in the air. Like, it's a case-by-case thing. I've heard some people with that license to carry beat that. But that license to carry, it ain't as popular as people talk about it. But we know somebody, a woman, somebody's the mother of their child that's doing jail time right now for shooting somebody with a license to carry.
You do?
Yeah.
What's her name?
So anyway, no, on a serious note, I just think as in 2020 as men, like, it's certain shit we need to make cool again. Is we past saying what's right or wrong because they don't count. Everything come down to what's cool and what's not, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I just think as men, we gotta get back to squashing these whatever.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a lot of men. It's a lot of boys out here.
Yeah, but regardless, men. You can call them what you want. They dying. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if this shit go on long enough, do you remember days where you would hear about shootings and the thought of somebody you know being shot or a family member, it never crossed your mind, right?
No.
Them days gone, ain't they? Mm-hmm. To the point where you hear a shooting in a certain area, you think, like, damn.
It could be one of your folks.
We there. We that. I think that come with the age. And if this stuff don't change in the city, we gonna start hearing about our kids' friends,
yeah,
and people our kids grew up with.
We gotta, yeah. So people gotta have that conversation with themselves. Is it worth it?
You just die.
Like, if you kill somebody, you're still going to jail for life. Like, so you're still dead. Like,
it's the heat of the, you know, was it a passion of crime or
it's
something?
It's
like that?
The
like,
same thing Chubb just said. It's the gotta, same thing Chubb just said.
Is it worth it? Is it worth your life? Period. Even if you got license to carry, y'all both shoot. Y'all shot over argument, so your life wasn't threatened. So you still, you know,
depending on how that interview go, you out of here.
Yeah, you're gone.
That's and they the want ego the and DA pride. Wants you to say some bullshit.
Yeah. You know, is it worth it? Is it worth your life?
It's just certain shit gotta be cool again. Squashing shit, walking. You go your way, I go my way.
Yeah, look,
but you gotta remember, like the like. All right, was they two black guys?
Yes.
Remember the culture we come from. Part of being a man is being macho.
And that gotta go.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Or you go.
All right, remember the conversation we had about the Meek situation?
Right.
When he was in the store, certain people gonna look at it as, oh, he a sucker for not. But then other people gonna look at it as, he took the, be the bigger man.
Mm-hmm.
You going out there doing that, what are you proving?
No, he was supposed to rumble that. I ain't giving you that.
No.
That was a fair one.
No, but all right, but I'm saying though, what are you getting out of it though?
No.
Like, what are we getting out of it?
I just had to get you because you be fucking with me.
No. I'm just saying though, like if you were somebody in his position, like even now,
we talking real. All right, let's make it realer than that. It was a situation back in the day. We were in. Somebody owed somebody money.
Oh yeah.
That person was confronted.
Yeah.
Fair 3-on-3. And when that person got clear and was able to breathe, the first thing out his mouth was what?
Get the gun.
And that's where we are right now.
I'm lost. If y'all ain't saying no names, I don't know what's going on.
And we're not saying no names because that's incriminating. Y'all got to get off that name.
No, but it just, and that's the mentality at. That we got.
But I think as men, we need to know that. If we go outside right now and start fighting with somebody, the next is only going somewhere else.
All
right,
with y'all saying that, do you think right now, if, let's say your BM, her dude, feels some type of way towards, he approach you.
Right.
In the heat of the moment, what you doing?
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying this, nobody knows. You don't know what they was going through that day. It could be the most poised person. Whatever they was going through that day, anything could have happened, and it went the way it went.
But I just think it's gotta life. Be more. No.
But
even in
the poised moment, even in that, can you keep your? Can you be level headed and like through adversity? If your day going bad and you ready to snap
out. What's the difference, though? Having something to lose or not having something to lose?
Yeah. Like, for me, I feel as though, like, all right, I had a situation at work where older African guy stepped to me mm-hmm. over some pads that we was using. Now, if this was...
You using pads?
No, we was using, like, the pads, like, for the floors.
Oh.
Different color pads to buff the floor. He felt some type of way, and he thought I was trying to snatch the pad out of his hand, so he snatched away from me. So I'm just looking at him. And part of me took a step towards him. When I took a step, he took a step. But at the same time, I just had to think, like, if I swing on him, everything I'm working towards, I'm about to lose all of that.
Now, let me ask you this. If you wasn't at work, it would have went different.
Yeah.
That's my point. Yeah. That's my whole point. If nobody
it's
circumstantial. If nobody around and you feel like you got the opportunity, you're not thinking about, that's like, when niggas used to steal people with, like, sneak them and stuff like that. If you feel as though you can't beat somebody, but they got their back turned, you go and steal them.
You talking about, but no, we talking about.
No, I'm using this just as an example. This is what people be going through. Like, if, let's say, all right, you sitting there thinking clear, like, all right, I got a lot to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might have way more than you to lose, but at that particular time, they feel like they could get their shit off and get away with it. They don't even care about what they got to lose.
But that's the whole conversation. Is you always saying. Keeping I'm that mindset.
Saying, I'm not going against. I'm just saying it got to change.
Yeah.
All I'm saying. Because we talking about picking them joints up. I'm going to keep it real. I don't know about y'all, but you ever carry a gun before?
Yeah.
It's a weird ass feeling.
Yeah.
Because I know.
We talk.
I listen, had this gun
it's
on
a potential
you.
Of what you can do with right. it. And what
and you know what's worse than
cause.
Carrying a gun? Being with somebody that know you got it.
But that's where it started. It don't listen.
That's
listen.
Worse, right?
Oh yeah. That's when we were younger. That's when a lot of people be on the tough juice.
Yeah.
Because I know
off the assist, they ready to get the assist. No, I'm right listen, there. That's what I'm saying. Look,
matter of fact, I ain't even gonna lie. It was a few times when we was on Dyer. Ike could come in there, black with the silver roof.
Y'all telling. I'm just gonna say that.
No,
y'all just, love
no,
telling.
No, I mean this was. He can't catch no case for this. But he used to come in there, black with the silver roof.
You just asked niggas was they carrying a gun before.
Have y'all ever before? Y'all didn't answer the question.
Yeah,
I'm not. That's incriminating. No, I never carried a gun. All
right, but you just described the motherfucking murder weapon.
No, it wasn't a murder weapon. It just I always when he had it on him, I just know like, all right, push come to shove. If I look at him, get a signal, he going.
But you can't. All right, so when it's. You cannot use it. That's the culture we grew up in. You can't have it on you and not use it.
Or even it's in that culture of if you know it's 30 of us. If I know if I get bumped and I know all y'all gonna ride for me,
you turned up.
You turn. It tend to. I forgot what it's called, but when you
a coward. That's what it's
called. Yeah, I mean, but no, it's like a term for when you. I can't think of it at, like off top offhand, but it's like when you take on the identity of what you're around.
You're a noodle.
I mean, that's the street.
Product of your environment.
Yeah.
But listen, it all really boils down to, like what you was just saying, it's not about, the whole thing is, like you said, the culture got to change. You got to, don't carry a gun. That's what it boils down to. Because if you didn't have a gun, none of that would have happened. They wouldn't have rumbled. That's what it comes down to. It don't matter.
You gotta get back to fighting too.
That's what I'm saying. If them two boys didn't have a gun.
They fought though.
Oh well, see, and they had a gun. That's the only reason why it happened like that. Yeah. If they would have just rumbled, nobody had a gun. That's what it boils down to. Don't carry the gun, because once you got a gun, all right.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm against all gun.
Listen,
unless you hunting deer or ducks or stuff like that,
listen,
I'm against it.
I know a nigga. Right, the first thing he'll tell you if you get in a rumble, you want me to.
No, but
that's
fuck,
your
I ain't scared of nobody, nigga.
Say your name.
Listen, so the first soon as you get in a rumble, the first thing he say is, "I'm not rumbling, I'm gonna pop you."
Hey, that's a lot of people we
that's
know.
What, that's what I said. Never. That's why I just said it boils down to the gun.
But it's also too.
It's like, a gun. That's all.
That's also the mentality.
It's not that. It's like most of the
and you niggas kill me. Y'all worse than the gun is y'all calling a nigga that y'all calling that crash dummy. Y'all be quick to do that. No, throw your shit up. You gonna take this L for you can call who you want.
Yeah.
Cause y'all worse than the motherfuckers with the guns. Y'all the ones that lead them into that. And y'all be the first one to RIP this or free this. Y'all be wanting that assist so bad.
And the niggas that come with the gun is stupid. Yo, what, you want me to come shoot somebody when you can fight
that
them?
You were scared to fight.
Where?
Yeah, but it's also too, like when a lot of people be talking about it, when they in that street culture, are they there? My whole thing is they thinking, why sit here and waste a fight when we gonna wind up shooting each other anyway?
Yeah, I have one of my cousins say that too.
Bro, that's all I'm saying.
That's something you gotta change.
They gotta, but the whole temperature just gotta change.
Yeah, but a lot of people you gotta y'all
in the city.
People that know people in the streets or people, you know, we as trying to get our life back together, y'all got to talk to them because there's only two places. You ain't a lot of people making it.
Yeah.
The same people that's making it in the street game is the same chances of you making it in rapping. It's the same chance.
No, actually, I think it's slimmer. I think you got a better chance being a rapper.
As we call ourselves real friends or not fuck it, friend. If you got love for somebody, if you got love for them and you got love for their family, what you saying to some not going to say anything? They still going to go out there and throw your little jazz, bro. Hey, you ever, yo, my job hiring.
Yeah,
a little bit,
and that's something I seen somebody talking about. Yeah, I mean, just,
it could be.
We ain't loud enough about it.
Yeah, no, but you know something that like, I used to look at it in a negative way, but when Lil during his interview, what he said, like, it's just some dudes that don't got the like the, you know, when you go into a workplace, you got to put another like a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to tolerate certain like your boss being on you. Some people ain't built for that.
It don't even go that far. Let me ask y'all this: how many lawyers and judges do y'all know?
I know a couple of lawyers.
No, growing up.
I don't know.
Growing up, how many lawyers, judges, doctors did y'all see with nice cars in the neighborhood?
Uncle Phil.
I'm talking about that you knew.
In the neighborhood?
Yeah.
None.
So that's what it boils down to. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, if you come outside and all you see is apples and oranges, you're not going to know what a pear or a grape or anything that
that's
is.
That's why. Why do you think?
That's
why
pause for you even
listen,
thinking of that.
Listen, why do you think?
I know what you said. Yeah. But.
But that, no, it's like piggybacking what E said. It's like.
You hungry or something?
No.
All right, go ahead.
No, but if you ask somebody, right, like you saying, name five black lawyers or judges.
No, I think he was saying that as far
listen,
as success.
Listen what I'm saying. So minority-wise, right, what's the number one thing that we want to do to get out? Basketball, rap, right? Sports, rap. We just gonna say sports. Sports,
yeah,
sports. Rap, right?
Yeah, that's what we
that's
see.
That's the only positive thing that we see in the hood.
Yeah,
it's the only positive thing. We did no entrepreneurship or none of that. Nobody support
all that
each
shit
other.
Us.
But it's also like we said, it's advertising. They put you. They put
listen,
Kevin Hart in front of us. They put LeBron in front of us. They put all of them. So you really not seeing.
And even when you get into that,
bus driver,
even when
or
you
the,
get
the small business owner,
you forgot somebody's name. Who else? Who else they put in front of?
Oh yeah, Meek. Yeah, like Floyd. They don't put like the.
But even with like, that, they only want you to see what they want you to see. Like the whole LeBron James situation. Everybody blowing that up. Oh, Brian got his own school. You can't buy a public school. This is shit that people need to do their research. You can't own a public school.
Yeah.
They put his name on it. Akon buying back Africa. Akon is not buying back Africa. Akon. This is what they did with Akon. China is overpopulated, right? This is where this whole coronavirus
comes. You
can't
buy back Africa.
Listen.
French Montana.
No. Listen. This is what they're doing. So, China has, they own Africa for years. Like they own sections of Africa. Africa all broken up, right?
You woke.
Yeah, woke, nigga.
Oh shit.
This what Mara asked for. This
no,
what I'm about
no,
to say.
No,
listen.
Man, him.
I'm about
you
to
woke her. Too.
Listen. Yeah. Let me give you a game. Let me give you a game. So listen.
You woke up.
Listen, let me give you a game. So look.
Yo, China own the whole world.
Listen, China own Africa, right? So you know how Akon, everybody keeps saying Akon doing this, Akon doing that, right? China gave Akon a crazy credit limit to do whatever he got to do in Africa. They got a whole town in Africa with new hospitals. They ain't even peeled the plastic off the shit yet, right? Because China is so fucked up, right? It's a billion people. Remember we just talked about this in the car.
Oh, yeah,
it's a billion people, overpopulated. They can't breathe. They need somewhere to go. Africa's a big continent. That's where they sending them to, right? That's what the whole coronavirus thing. Everybody, how many people is in China?
Like 2 billion, right?
2 billion,
two,
right?
2 3 billion.
How many people died from the coronavirus?
I'm not, I ain't even looking at the numbers.
Shut the hell up, Chubb.
6,500 in China, right? Did that put a dent in their population?
No.
So why the fuck, as Americans, why are we so scared about the coronavirus?
Because there's no cure.
It's the news.
It's been out. What you mean there's no cure? It's not new. The coronavirus has been out.
It's always something. Remember, and before it was what's the other joint from Africa?
Zika, Ebola, all this stuff. Ebola, shit. But listen,
that's been out.
I gotta get a koofy when we leave out of here.
This is what the people need to hear. Like,
no, go ahead, talk some shit.
So soon as that shit come to America, they want to hit you with the, oh, go buy all the shit off the stocks, yeah, off the shelves and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like they want to hit you with the stock market's crashed and went down. It's the lowest. How do they have to anything to do with a motherfucking coughing?
Yeah.
We're facing a recession. This shit deeper than that. Shit ain't that, man. That shit is a joke.
Man,
this shit, we sitting here joking, saying goofy shit, but this shit that people need to hear, they need to get into all this shit, stocks and all that. Then when a motherfucker die, they want to say somebody woke. Niggas been woke. It ain't take for Nip, rest in peace, Nip, but it ain't take for Nipsey to die for niggas to be like, oh, they woke. We been on this shit. Niggas just don't talk
it's
about
just
it.
It's not as loud.
Yeah, don't talk.
It's not as popular or as publicized as. Yeah.
So to bring
be.
It all the way back, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop glorifying the street shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, too, what we talked about.
Get the extra on, Ma.
We have to stop that narrative, how we just automatically, for instance, that reaction.
Right.
We
that
can't
took it to the guns.
Yeah, that reaction, right? Us as black people, or us as minorities, white, whatever, we have to, you know, explore the options. Going to therapy is not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's not.
I started like a year ago, and it's not a bad.
But
therapy can be a 2-second hesitation.
But
you just need a hesitation.
Like, I mean, but y'all, it go back to what Black said. It's not something that's like cool. People follow what's cool.
That's why I'm saying it here. Like,
I'm glad you said that, because I think more people. We worry about every health. We worry about every type of health and stuff for mental health.
That's the biggest thing.
That shouldn't have went that far. That wouldn't have went that far with
certain people.
Yeah,
like with the space I'm in now, I went. What?
That went too far.
For what? Like
y'all already got it off.
Yeah.
Why did it go to that?
First of all, this is how I look at it. Fight for what are y'all fighting for?
Y'all was playing basketball.
And with for no money,
y'all wasn't even boxing.
Now we can't speculate what it was over. We don't know if it, it could have been.
I just feel as though
it could have been some neighborhood beef shit. It could have been somebody. We don't know what it was over. I mean, but like you said, it boils down to the whole mental health thing. That's what it boils down. We can't speculate what it was over because we can't
see who right or wrong.
Yeah,
it ain't even that. Like we can't.
Ain't even right or wrong. They both wrong in
the
situation.
They both could have been in the wrong place. Could have been some neighborhood shit. We don't know what it was.
Yeah,
we don't know what it was. I mean, but at the end of the day, whatever, it boils down, like you said, mental health and getting the guns. And they need to hear this type of shit. Like I always get on this joint and joke and shit. Me and Mara last ride home, Mara like, yo, you need to give them game. I'm like, I mean, I play a lot. I play a lot. But even with the whole.
I just want to say this topic. We ain't playing with this. This topic is what this podcast is going to be built around. We talking to us out there.
Yeah,
it's just like it's not a bad idea, y'all. In your health insurance cover it too.
Mental health, yeah.
It's not a bad idea just to talk to somebody. Just talk to them. It's not a family member.
Yeah, outsider.
You know what I mean? Therapy is not a bad idea.
Y'all too turned up out there.
Yeah, it's
city homicide, we had 60.
Yeah, it's February. Even deeper than that. It's some people, not even outsiders, some people don't even feel comfortable expressing themselves. We was never really taught nobody really asked you, how you feel today? What's going on with you?
And that's another topic you was talking about, why men don't say they love each other. As far as brotherhood, or just
we wasn't taught. Turn to say I love you back. Like my dad, I knew my dad loved me. I never heard I love you from my dad. Even to this day, he got all times. I say I love you. That nigga say all right. It's so bad. I do it.
Yeah,
I do it. I tell my daughter I love you. She look at me, shake her head, and keep going. But she a baby. But I just got to break her out that cycle.
Yeah, it starts with each generation. Like you said, you trying to change the cycle of it by you starting off by saying that.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's the whole miseducation, the whole everything of our community. It just, it lead us in the wrong direction.
Oh. Yeah, right, man. So y'all two question. Turned up, man. Y'all got you.
Can I ask you no, a question? No, that's what they need to hear.
No, yeah. No, I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about
just people,
about
just people in general.
Just saying
yo, let me ask y'all a question, shoes. Right?
What's up?
I just, my dad, he was, he got a gay friend.
Right.
Uh-huh. And he threw a little thing. And all
whoa,
of a
whoa,
sudden.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Do what little thing, bro?
No, he like they friends. They hang out. Friends. Cool. They hang out. Right. And
he took the ball. Slant.
No, the ball bought him Viagra.
Bought him Viagra.
Yeah, I said.
Oh, that's a sign.
Yeah, he was flirting with him, right?
He shot his shot on the low.
He gave a punch on the ass.
He made a pass at him.
Yeah, I said that.
Before we go too far, reflect on the dunk contest. We missed that. We missed a lot of shit from not being
there. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't watching it. All over the years, it's been so bad that I just like I'm not a fan of All Star Weekend no more.
Zach LaVine versus Aaron Gordon was bad.
What year was that?
2016.
Yeah, it was trash.
It's so
trash.
I ain't gonna lie. I stopped watching.
It's too much entertainment. It's not pure no more. It's like more so showmanship. That shit corny. They I get it. It's for the ratings and all that. That shit corny.
I've been stopped watching.
Dunk contest was corny.
No, I didn't watch it.
We didn't get to it because
over the year, corny. The last like I can't remember what was the last good dunk contest besides this one.
What was it good about? Well, you ain't watching.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I stopped watching All Star Weekend.
After my Niners lost the Super Bowl, I don't talk sports no more.
depressed.
No, I feel like that's my punishment.
Mental health.
I ain't even depressed. I feel like that's my punishment. Health.
Stop making jokes about it, nigga. That's what we talk about. Look, you try to throw it in his face. We just talked about it 3 minutes ago.
I didn't talk so much shit all season about my team, right? I feel as though since they lost, I'm rightfully shut up. And if somebody talks shit, I ain't got nothing to say.
But he lost. I'm still gonna talk shit.
But
we won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I'm on to this new shit. I watched the slapping competition.
It's a video game for that.
I just was playing it. Listen, I'm on the slapping competition. I watched NASCAR. Yes, sir. We going.
You just sit there?
Yes, sir. We going.
I got another topic. Women who base love off of money.
Yo, I got mixed feelings about that.
Go ahead, cook.
It's like you shouldn't, but at the same time, the way some people don't take care of home, like some women is just looking for stability. Yeah. You know what I mean? Part of you know, like it's, that's another thing as we was taught. As a man, what's your role? It's to provide.
No, not the niggas today. It's a difference.
Yeah.
Not the niggas today.
But it's like, you shouldn't. I feel if a woman got her own, you want a dude that still got some type of stability. Because y'all make the household stronger. I don't believe in a bum being with a dude that just got money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it should be some type of balance.
But that's another thing we talk about those other females. The females only want to be because they've been through so much and been through the taking care Tommy on the couch and just got tired of Raheem. Just, you know what? I'm done with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, my next nigga, it took me it 2 years.
Then what Raheem do to you?
Raheem wasn't taking care of home. He was using your car.
Raheem
was a
silver medal.
We talking about this. I'm going to specify it.
Yeah, you right.
A woman.
They look for that.
A woman that might or might not be financially stable, only dealing with you because of what you could do. You in or out?
I'm out. Because it's not genuine.
But how would you know?
You know because they make it known because they're not financially stable. They eventually crack the ice.
Well, they'll act on it. They'll be out. They're just like,
no,
so is you in or out?
You said she's not financially stable at the time?
That ain't her lane. She get hers off of who she
deal with. Yeah,
that's her track record.
Yeah,
all right, that's different. I thought you were saying as far as like a chick, cause everybody be fucked up. A chick, if she fucked up, you really genuinely you could put her on her feet.
That's we ain't talking about.
That's
that.
What I'm saying. That's what I thought you were saying. Cool. But no, if that's your track record, no. But that's not what's out here.
But you got women that are base it off that. Like when you ask them what they want, that's all they want.
That's not what's out
here. That P word.
We
provide.
Talking about. We
that's
talking about
out here. What's out here?
That's
what's
art.
Here?
That's art ever. The chicks today, they looking for a nigga that's at the bus stop. Remember how back in the day when niggas used to pull up the chicks?
Mm-hmm.
No, chicks is pulling up the niggas at the bus stop, basically telling them like, "Yo, I could take care of you."
They want the bum ass nigga.
They want that. Because in their mind, they think that they're not going to get cheated on. And they don't know, bitch, right. That's if exactly why you're going to get cheated
on. Yeah, he need me.
Yeah, if he need me, he ain't going to
You ain't
me.
The only one. When he telling you at work, that nigga at the other bitch house.
Yo, yeah. It's crazy.
I'm dry snitching.
They still exist.
What?
Men that don't do nothing. I got mixed feelings about this topic because don't fuck with me based off my money. But you can't fuck with me after you fuck with somebody that don't do nothing. You get what I'm saying?
What you mean?
Like, it's women out here that have dealt with men that are broke.
Yeah.
Getting scored.
Yeah.
They get to you. And that was all this, what they need and what they want. And it's like, what we talking about?
They learning. Yeah. They you know what I mean? They maturing. Like,
kind of turn
they
the table.
They put standards on it.
Yeah, they didn't took care of charity.
I'm against it though. Like,
I'm with you too.
I'm tired. Like, I be hating on these bum ass niggas because they be scoring.
I don't give a fuck about it. I got my girl. Yeah. They do fuck. Yeah. Get it how you live. I don't
it's
care.
Just it. I be hating. It's annoying.
I don't care. Get it how you live.
They be bummed up.
Yeah.
So if a chick straight.
If she
go
straight,
at you based off of what you make and what
I mean,
you got,
but at the same time, you got some dudes that still got that caveman mentality. Like, they looking for that. Because money make me feel like I feel good putting
looking
500
for what?
They looking for the that they can to provide for.
That's cool.
That's feel, vice versa. It's just like I just said,
yeah,
with females.
Like it feel good knowing that, all right, I pay every bill in the house. I feel like a man when I'm doing... When I'm putting money in her hand.
Behind closed doors for years back in the day when niggas used to be the provider, chicks used to feel some type of way. So now that they got the opportunity to get jobs and shit, now they the ones that want to do that. Like, ever since back in the day when Chrissy proposed to Jim Jones.
Turn the tables.
That happened?
Yeah.
I ain't getting married to a chick proposing. That's female shit. That's some corny shit to actually have a girl sit there and get on her knees. And what you gonna do? You gonna cover your mouth?
You feel some type of way if a girl? I mean, well, let's say if you were single, right? Well, the girl. Let's say in your situation now, she would have proposed to you instead of you doing the other way around. Would you accept it?
No, I'd have told her wait till I'm ready. Let me do it. Cause that shit corny. When I'ma hold my mouth. You gonna do the joke.
You gonna cry.
Yeah. One tear gonna come out the outer of your eye.
We was just talking about this. I wanna ask y'all this.
Hold on, I'm gonna piggyback. So
go ahead.
I hear we are saying the nigga, you know, actually provide and things like that. But how do y'all feel about them females? Cause there's more females that's not appreciating a man that's actually providing and doing all that shit.
I'm gonna ask y'all this. Do women really like nice guys or do they see him as a safe haven?
Safe haven.
The nice guys. The guys right, that do so, all the stuff so, they talk about. All
right, now we gotta define that. What is a nice guy? For those out there who don't know, for people who wanna know what a nice guy is, what is your definition of a nice guy?
Your prototype guy, like the guy that pay
the
bills. Everything like pay the bills. They come home, all that shit. You gotta actually find a girl that really appreciate like that was raised that way because like 9 times out of 10 these chicks in Philly, no, they like the nigga that's calling them bitches. They like the nigga that their girlfriends like weird shit.
Yeah.
It was a video on Twitter, right? A dude was saying, are you gonna have my baby? He had a gun in his hand. Shot at her. It went upward, so it hit like it was a window behind us.
She
so he
dropped her pants.
She started laughing, like, yes, I'm gonna have it. Like,
yeah. What?
That's like a
robbery.
A charge.
Robbery for the pussy.
Yeah, but my whole thing is this, y'all like this shit.
It's society. There's nothing we could change.
Yeah.
Like,
nothing we can change. It's just the way of the world.
Yeah.
So that good. So I just feel like that good guy should just be you. Like,
I ain't gonna lie though.
I'm with
you.
I'm not gonna stop being me.
You gotta find a chick that appreciates.
That's the X factor in it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just finding somebody.
How would you know? How many you gonna go through till you say fuck it? I'm
as
gonna
far
be a bad
as
shitter.
Before you go get a gay friend that give you Viagra.
No, but at no point in time should you ever like compromise who you is or
no,
lose
it's not
yourself.
Compromise. It's just
I'm never gonna be something that I'm not.
It's giving them what they want.
No.
Yeah, I felt myself. I just told Black that I felt myself doing that shit. Like the little situation I've been going through with my family and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going tit for tat. whole shit. Like, I ain't no whole ass nigga. Now yeah. Because they whole thing was kick you when you down, right?
Mm-hmm.
I read a joint on a fortune cookie last week. That shit said, the harder the fall, the higher the bounce back up.
Mm.
That's my new motto, yo.
Unless you fall in the water, then you fuck out of here.
No, but I mean. No,
then you swim.
Yeah.
Then you swim.
What's about to say?
But as far as like that is it, like you said, it depends on what the girl looking for is what you looking for. Some dudes looking for that woman. I want to take care of her.
I think I'm that dude though.
What you want to take care of her?
Yeah, but she don't.
I seen yours. Got a strong one. Yeah, like you got cool. A girl that got her own.
I be trying to get like.
And she get her own. So that's
hold up. No,
that's
but that was two. No,
I'm to the point I get mad when she don't check in about certain stuff that need to be done. And she's,
like what?
Like. Just anything like financial, like she'll do it herself instead of running it past me.
That's good though.
But yeah, that's what
good.
You need.
That's good. I mean, y'all should. I mean, anything no, financial, me? Y'all both. But
yeah.
But to me, that's a turn on. Like
her getting her own. Yeah,
yeah. It is like the girl I'm with she, now. She my get, girl now. She they, like that.
She get that dick hard.
Hey, rock hard. Telephone pole hard.
No, but listen, my girl told me some real shit when we got together, right? It was a situation like this. She said, basically, no homo, because y'all niggas get goofy. She said, I'm the head. I think I'm fucking this up. She probably gonna get mad at me. I'm the head of the house, and she the neck. This shit sounds crazy. But listen to the metaphor. Listen to the metaphor.
No,
so basically, like, the head is where the brain at. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, you basically, as a man, you do all the, like, networking. Like, you control everything.
Yeah.
And then the head, I'm going to say the neck controls which way it's going. You know what I mean?
So you the head and she the neck.
Yeah, so basically, like, as the man, if you work in and all that, you come home, the bills and all that shit is due. She put everything in perspective where it's how it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? But you got some men out here that want to do everything, and that's when you start getting crazy and too much pressure and all that shit, and then that's when you get like Mar and you want to go on OnlyFans.
Shout out to OnlyFans. Shout out to OnlyFans. They is killing my pockets.
Y'all about to get a sponsorship for OnlyFans.
They is killing my pockets.
Yo, speaking of that whole world, let's talk about social media attention.
Oh, that was one of the topics I
speak on it.
I put down.
Yeah, it was yours. That's
attention
what I said.
Is the biggest drug out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody do it. You know they say do it for the gram.
Listen, the shit so bad, right?
Yeah.
It's like you can't have a conversation like before. Like you got people that's what's the word I'm looking for? Narcissistic people. Like they just always it's just me. Now I feel like everybody that like mm-hmm. it's just. Motherfuckers posting shit from high school. We 30 years out. I think I touched on this last time. Yo, that shit bothers me, yo.
Yeah.
Like, why are we still talking about what are you doing now?
It wouldn't be relevant.
This is what I think happened with social media.
A lot of lonely people.
Y'all do remember when social media wasn't that bad. You be on it for a couple minutes and then you back outside.
Yeah.
You had to go outside to take pictures, cameras, videos. But outside was more important. Where it went wrong at is when social media and money got married. You remember, we could go back and like make fun of pictures we took and the shit we had on mm-hmm. or what the background of the picture looked like. Remember when that didn't matter?
Yeah. When nobody really was looking for
it. Remember when you said stuff on the internet and it didn't matter?
That shit's still like that for me.
I just feel as though
whenever, I can't name when, maybe it was when Instagram, but whenever social media and money got married, this is where the facades had to come in. Because I don't have the money to be what y'all are, to keep up with y'all. But now I have to act like
it. Yep.
Yeah, but some people, you got to fake it till you make it.
And what was that before that, when that before that changed? I want to say...
The phone.
Money didn't fucking matter when we was on fucking MySpace.
At all.
MySpace was music.
MySpace is nothing but basically like you an online club. You just meet people.
Did it matter on Facebook?
No, listen. No. Sidebar. Remember on MySpace when you was messing with a chick and she take you, what was it, the five faves?
Top eight.
And they take you out, you felt some type of way?
Hell, because that means something. That mean another nigga in the top eight now. He in your spot. That mean.
Don't let that shit say.
It also got to do with single. The phones, though. The phones is it.
What app did social media and money get married? Which app was it?
I don't know.
It wasn't Facebook.
It was Instagram.
Doing what we want.
Instagram.
I think that's the worst fucking app.
Me too. Oh.
You remember what pictures used to look like when Instagram first started? Motherfuckers wasn't even in the pictures. They were just taking pictures of shit. Now they don't post a picture unless they in it. That I just think whenever social media and money got married is when it got went left.
It's just everybody. You know what else?
Something being that, yourself is so illegal.
I'm just
now.
About to say that. It's being that's like something that's overrated right now. It's like illegal. Nobody want to be themselves. They want to be. They want to be a dream chaser. They want to be Money Mayweather. They want to be.
Or nobody
want to
be they salary.
Because being a salary not cool.
Says who?
Society, people. The people.
They want to keep
a
up.
Lot of people. We all sit here and say, I don't care what people think about me, but most majority of people do.
They do.
Right,
but that's gonna drive you crazy.
But I ain't gonna lie to you. I do too. Like I feel as like my character is who I am. Like my word and my character. Like,
No. That's personal. That's cool. That's like because you got respect principles and morals. That's what that's called. That's yeah, not called worrying about what everybody
like,
else
I
think.
I feel some type of way. Like for instance, like if you got your kids. Let's say you know you eat with your kids, but if your kids looking bum at them, that's a reflection on you.
Yeah. that's you supposed
so
to have right.
That's
have,
different. They gonna look bad on me.
You supposed to have that.
But you making minimum wage, but you out here like you a lawyer or a doctor. Then what you call that?
But that also come with parenting. That's when you gotta. That's what we lack. That's what parents
it's not even well.
No, because you as a person, not even with your kids, just you, just as a person. Like you got motherfuckers.
Social media.
You got
remember, sometimes
like,
parenting can't always work
to,
because
like, it's, to say that's not cool without so-called hate.
Because they
you drawing
nobody.
Like, let's do this and that. So you know what I mean? It's always you hating.
No, piggybacking on what you're saying. Sometimes you can't always blame it on the parent because you raising your child in a different generation.
Yeah.
It's different times, it's different trends. So a lot of our parents don't relate to what's going on now.
Yeah.
That's why if you notice, like subconsciously, the older brother or the older sibling kind of raised the child a little bit or the child followed the older sibling more than they do the parent.
Yeah, because right as of right now, y'all know my dad older shit. Yeah. But like my older sister Dion and my big brother Eddie, they right now they're guiding me. Like other than y'all, that's who I go to for like therapy. Like they're guiding me in the right direction. They keep me level headed on shit that I think is cool, and they like this weird shit. That's what they need. So I get what you're saying as far as with parents.
Yeah,
you have to have that. But
so like, if they see something wrong, they step in.
But
like that love is always gonna be there. So like yo, that's wrong. So
but like
Marcus,
like,
wrong. Take that down. Like
I feel
it's more so the brother. It's more so not
brother.
The brother, but like the older siblings, because they can relate.
Yeah.
They can relate more.
Like when you raising your child, even though I don't have kids, you see this. It's three different influences on your child. It first starts off with the parent, then you got the peers, and then you got society. The society tell you what's cool. Your friends kind of help dictate that, but your first influence is your parents. But as you get older, you know, you start to,
that's
the outside start to have a influence on you. You start to see
what's
cool.
That's another topic. Yeah. Parenting versus society. Now, but back in the day, like you said, parent was first. Parenting is not first. Society is first because you got parents on the phone and the kids looking at them on the Instagram phone. And all that shit. Yeah. So that's where they're learning from now.
Yeah.
It ain't, that parenting ain't there no more.
Yeah. I want to talk about some funny shit.
Of course. Let's switch it up.
Name a story of your first time getting cheated on.
I never was cheated. Well,
you a fucking fool.
I cried.
Go ahead, say it.
Remember, like, I was raised different. I was
what the fuck they got to
No. I'm telling you. Like, growing up, my mom always told me you shouldn't be in a serious relationship until you, like, 25. Because that's when you kind of grown into your own and you kind of know what you want.
Never got cheated on.
It was never no clear evidence
that you ain't care. You ain't care about it anyway.
I thought it was puppy love. I thought I was in love. Back then, remember, love only lasts like 6 months.
Right.
But at the time, it was more so. You could say it was cheating. It was. I was reading her messages on Facebook. She had me some stalking. I felt like a nut. I felt like a nut, yo.
What she was doing?
She was always homesick. So she would always go back and forth between Delaware and Jersey.
Mm. Oh, this was college?
Yeah, this was college.
This was the shooter?
This was the shooter. No, there's no real proof of it, though. I just felt the way she was moving.
I seen him in college one time in the mall.
Yeah, we seen him in the mall.
Yo, remember,
Oh, no, I'm going to go back.
Can we get details about the messages you see?
It was just basically them two flirting back and forth. And you want to know? You want to know what was the, like? What hurt the most? When we was at your crib on Grad Street, right?
Right.
We was on Facebook. I remember the picture, man, you posted. I went her profile picture. This was man, her broke up a month ago. Man, her profile picture was her kissing boy. Hey, Black. I wanted to let off a few rounds. I wanted to, like, listen, whoever got an issue with anybody, I'm going to shoot her tonight. I was, look, that's like the worst pain you can feel. Yeah, yo. I don't wish that on nobody, man.
I just
man.
Want y'all to just, like, shit.
All right.
Can you share?
So, remember in Harden, the Spanish jaw?
Yeah.
I ain't saying because Corey acting like a cop. You can't say no names.
Ahead. I don't give a fuck.
You got it.
Go
Paula.
Ahead.
Remember Paula?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Shout out to Paula.
Oh, fuck her. Listen.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. She must have had me fucked up because I don't really talk that much. Bitch ain't even know the whole time. The whole roster. Listen, I found out she was cheating. So she came up to the locker because everybody used to come up to my locker, right? She come up to the locker. She like, Eric, I don't want to be with you no more. You cut. This was what you cut. That shit meant everything. This was like, this was Usher. So she said, you cut. I looked at her. I started laughing. I said, bitch, y'all get the fuck out of here. Whole hallway laughed at her. I went home. Nigga, I was listening to Usher for a month. I fronted like a motherfucker like that.
Confessions.
Yo, Confession was my shit for like a whole month.
Yo, chap.
I can't remember.
You been cheating on a lot?
Or tell us about the time where you feel like you got played.
No, I got cheated on when I was a kid.
Talk about, no, that's incriminating. I was about to say the joint with Art and Steve.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that wasn't, we wasn't together at that point. But I felt though that was being cheated though.
And then you found out she was for the team?
Yeah, she was for the team. I kept hitting.
That's a thing.
Yeah,
that's worse.
That felt bad.
Yeah, that felt bad
because I was in love.
You thought you was in love?
No, I was in love.
You like you ain't feel the pain in your heart. You felt that shit in your back, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I felt.
Whoa.
He lined him up.
Yeah, that was a test.
Yeah, that was bad.
Like. Not even getting cheated on, just finding like she for the whole team.
Get him the wine.
And then
the
home.
Yeah, bring the wine out for this discussion. We need to bring the wine out.
What about you, Black?
I remember my most recent joint. I ain't gonna say who and none of that.
It was like a couple years ago. I was like 15 plus.
Y'all remember the pictures that used to go around on the internet of the shout out to the dude Reese Royce. He used to draw the picture of the girl and the boy. He used to always draw the man and the dude, and it'd be different scenarios. Like one minute they trapped, they in the kitchen. One minute they on the couch. One minute they in the bed with six kids and shit. Right?
Yeah.
So one day I get up for work and I'm walking through the crib. I see Shorty phone. But it's glowing. Like God said, yo, she wildin'. Like, check this out. Like, I see the phone and they sending pictures to each other, but it's the cartoon pictures, like it's the memes and shit. Like,
this was recent?
Like
a few years ago?
Like 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But he don't draw.
Oh, it's him.
I gotta show y'all. Like,
no, he was the one that drew him, or was he
no,
the one that...
they sending them to each other from his page. The nigga just got a fucking picture for every scenario. Like, once I show you...
I wanna see you as a whole 3-4 pictures.
So, yeah, hood artist?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see these?
These Jones cool as shit.
Right. But they sending them to each, like, right, so
right now we looking at Reese Royce 215 page, and he basically just drawing pictures of different scenarios.
Right. But show Chubb though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So they sending these pictures back and forth like they can't get near each other, but this is what they want to do to each other.
Okay.
And the shit is just like, I'm hurt and confused. I'm like, why the fuck ain't just sending real pictures? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't understand. Then the breaking point, I see a picture, they in the bed with the kids and shit.
Oh, like, man.
It's a picture, though. I'm like, this nigga got this nigga around my fucking kids. Like, who that? No, but who the fuck is that? But you see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
So that's another thing.
So you know, it wasn't nothing red-handed. It was just texting that you basically courted on.
Yeah, how about this? Like, how y'all feel about y'all girls having y'all clothes to y'all phone?
I don't listen.
That's cool. My girl, I don't got nothing to hide.
Yeah, I think you know that shouldn't be an issue. Like, if y'all trying to build something.
Yeah, my girl, she don't got my code. But anytime she want to go through my phone,
why she don't got your code?
No, I mean,
give her the fucking code. What's the code?
For me, I don't got nothing to hide.
I feel like that shit ain't that deep. And we grown.
I don't got nothing to hide.
But I can say, listen, y'all females, when y'all go through your man's phone, if he got a group message with his homies,
don't read it.
Yeah, that's not crazy. That's homie talk. That's barbershop talk.
It's God talk. But there's worse.
I
mean,
I understand y'all want to do that little trust thing. It's a big thing now, especially out here. Y'all gotta have a big trust thing. Some girls, they ain't gonna get in a relationship with you unless they can go through your phone.
Listen, I'm not.
My whole thing
I'm not condoning the whole drama, but even with that, like, the fuck are you gonna see it? It's guys talking.
Yeah.
It's guys talking. I mean,
but these, you know, back in the day, but we don't say it. So
it don't matter.
Whatever happened before you, you can't hold me accountable for that.
That's what I'm saying. They wouldn't know, though. That goes like we said earlier.
You gotta have the right person. You gotta be with the right person.
That too.
Yes.
God had somebody to, you know, try to hold you
Mar,
down.
Dating women with kids. Because women, a lot of women say they don't want to date men with kids. And vice versa. How you feel about that? Because you the only one here that don't have kids.
For me, it's for my situation, it's a little rough.
I'm just saying in general.
You ain't got to touch on this.
No, I'm saying, I'm just speaking for mine, it's like a little rough. But it's the possibilities of what can come with it.
Right.
Like when I'm date, like
as far as what, good or bad?
It, like bad. Like I don't know. Like you don't know how. Like you don't know how the child is gonna receive you. Mm-hmm. You don't know how to what type of time the ball on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you kind of want a fresh start. But for me personally, I always wanted to be the.
Do you have a preference though when it comes to that?
Nah.
Kids or no kids? You don't have.
I prefer no kids. Only reason why I'm dating her with kids is because of what comes with her.
Okay. Yeah, the situation.
The only flaw, well, I ain't gonna say it's a flaw, the only thing that on my pro and con list, the only con on there is her having a child. But it's from a previous marriage. Mm-hmm. So it ain't just like some boy she was messing with for a year and then they had a baby and then that's the end of it.
But it could turn into a beautiful thing. Like my dad, me and my little sister is the only ones that's with My mom got six kids, so two of them is his, and they the last two.
Mm-hmm.
He took all the rest of them in as if they was his.
As you should.
You get what I'm saying?
We talk about that. It's a package, though.
Yeah, and they, you know what I mean? So, like, it's a good thing. And then, with your situation, I would say, like, just stick at it. Like, I mean, he's up in age, so he's going to be, at first, he's going to be against whatever, but then once he see, like, you really there for his mom and you really around, it'll come around, it'll be cool.
So, but it's like I said, for you didn't hear plenty of stories of like the bitter baby mom.
Mm-hmm.
So you trying to move on. She hasn't moved on. So she kind of like caused friction. Try to basically break up your situation.
I want to speak to that, yo. I think I talked about it in episode one, but we started getting into it a different way. Women, y'all need to, women that deal with men with kids, y'all need to look deeper into that when you get hit with the, she ain't letting me see my kids. It should be some questions behind that, and you figure out. Cause let's keep it real. A lot of niggas be on fuck shit. Niggas is hiding their kids, lying, saying they got them. And you, as the woman coming into the situation, why do women see the baby mom and they want to? It's versus her. Like a lot of people's situation is you riding with him, but instead of what I'm trying to say is why is in women's eyes, in my opinion, the co-parents that's working, that's making it work, that's suspicious. But the co-parents that's going to war.
Jealousy. You want to know why? Because
the co-parents that's going to war to women on the outside looking in that want to be with that man, them beefing is cool.
Because you know it's nothing there. It's how? No possible. You want to know why? Because you interpret it as no possibilities at that moment.
Of what?
Of them coming back together.
But like, all right, so this situation.
Why is the negative
listen,
shit cool?
Listen, listen. This situation is similar to mine, right? So it's like, for me, like how you said when they beefing, is nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I had to make sure I told my girl, it's even when we was beefing, there's nothing there. Because that's like, you still have feelings when you arguing with somebody. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My situation was a little different. Like, I really was going, she put me through hell. That's why I couldn't. And even when we was going through it, I kept saying, yo, all I want to do is co-parent. Let's just co-parent. What about the kids? It's about the kids. It's about the kids. You keeping them away from me for what? It was more so her, not even to bash her, because we cool. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, that's what it was. But it was a learning. We was young. We went through it. But a lot of times, if you cool, like you said, how you cool with your baby mom,
it's not really an ace thing. It's a bitterness thing. Like when y'all split, if the split not mutual, the person who don't feel the same way, they gonna be bitter.
That's true.
But I'm not even talking about bitter, that. I'm speaking from the perspective of the woman coming into the situation.
She gonna ride with who she with.
Yeah.
What are y'all riding on?
All right, this is what they riding on.
They looking for.
Listen. Your woman is your support system in right. every aspect. Mm-hmm. So if a chick putting you through hell, she's going through hell with you. She feels some type of way.
Right.
So that's where the bitterness come from, right off the bat. She don't even got to know her. She just, and you could be lying.
And that's my point.
That's what I'm saying. No, you could be lying. You could definitely be lying, but she's not going to know that. And so that's just like us. If I tell y'all that tomorrow, I go home and a nigga jumped out the car on me, right? I'd be like, yo, this nigga did such and such. Y'all not asking me, well, what happened?
No.
Y'all rocking. Coming.
But in this situation,
no, it's the same thing coming. Because that's your ladies. She feels though, right or wrong, she riding with you until she find out the truth. It took a while. Like, my girl, we went to court. I had to actually bring her through everything because me being conscious, I knew, all right, she probably going to think it's more than, it's not that. So
I brought
her to court.
It's being conscious is, part of that, you being conscious, is taking her consideration to help build
that
trust.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I brought her through everything. So you can see this is what I'm really going through.
So let me ask you this. What we talking about, is that the things you saying that could go bad?
Yeah.
Being in the middle of that?
Yeah.
And women say this, too. Not to try to play, but women say they don't want to talk to men with kids to avoid this. Because I know women that, when they see you cool with your baby mom, that's suspicious. But when y'all beefing, not only is that cool, they want in on it.
Because that's, you know what it is, like, subconsciously, is helping, that she's trying to help you push, like, basically push farther away from your BM. Because you do got some cases, not all, you got some cases where some dudes still be tagging their BM.
And it's, that's what I'm talking about.
And
so that's going to play in their head. But like E said, it's just you taking her, because, like, listen, like, my girl now, everything she do, she take me into consideration. Because she know in the beginning I'm going to be like, all right, I don't really know what's going on.
And you got to look at it like this too, Black. Like, let's say you got a baby with somebody, right? You could tell your girl whatever. Like, this is how our relationship was. She don't know. No matter what you say, she don't know what your relationship was. How long, mm-hmm. whatever. So in her mind, she always thinking the worst. These motherfuckers about to get married. So when y'all become cool, it's still in her mind, oh, they too cool. They too Joe. This bitch, they got kids together or a kid, whatever, and she's gonna try to push me back so they can get back together. That's going through their mind, no matter what. However much she trusts you, that's what's going through their mind. So that's why that is there. Like, me and my baby mom, now she let me FaceTime the kids, but I always make sure when I do it, my girl there. You know what I'm saying? Just so she knows. And if she call me, I'll let her, I'll call you when my girl there. Or it's none of that me picking them up without my girl. Because I really want my girl to know, like, it's nothing there. Even if I wasn't with her, it would never be nothing there.
What you saying right now, a lot of people don't do that.
No, that's what you got to do. Or you're going to be going through too much bullshit.
That's like my girl
now,
everything she do with that involves him, she give me, like, is you cool with me doing this?
Yeah, you gotta be like that.
Because you know, like, even for your situation, if your BM can have you back, if you, she wants you back. But in order for you to let your girl now know, there's no feelings there. Because coming into a situation, she don't know what is it. Is y'all beefing because it's still feelings, or y'all beefing because you generally, like, I know your situation. Yeah, you generally be trying
anything.
To get away from
it. I could have had told her anything. Like, yeah. It could have been, she could have had broke up with me. It couldn't even been the situation that I told her. She could have had broke up with me. I'm on some bitter shit. You get what I'm saying?
Or but
I'm
you kidding it to her like, oh no, she better. Yeah.
They don't know. Coming into the race, they don't know.
Yeah.
But they're going to try to take your side.
But that's why it's, like you said, it's key to help build that trust. Because what's a relationship without trust?
Nothing.
That's where the blank assumptions come from.
My man couldn't wait to get that off.
Yeah.
He was over there. I can't wait. They filled his oof up.
No, because like, no, what you're saying, like, it's real, because it's just like, when you first come into the situation, like, even set for mine, I'm always got an eye to him. Like, all right, what's... She said, I want to be cool, but I know he don't want to be cool. So my mind is like, all right, what's, like, can she possibly go back?
Man, that devil on your shoulder is real.
Yeah.
Like always going, you could be, no, he not.
It's crazy because...
They fighting with their own thoughts.
Yep. It's crazy because I've been in, like, a lot of relationships, and I'm to the age now where a lot of stuff that be suspicious to me or something I would be looking at twice, it's something I did in the past.
That's from experience. That's why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't,
like you said
ain't
earlier,
really too
it's
much
PTSD.
What she's doing wrong. Yeah. And most
and
that's
of the time,
real as shit.
It might not be
not
what
even
you
from
did.
Relationships, but from running around.
Yeah. It might not be what you did, but you seen somebody do it, or you seen it happen to somebody. That's what it
you
is.
You know what it could be about.
Yeah. That's all it is.
We got, 10 minutes left? I want to ask y'all best moments from rap DVDs era.
Oh, Ground Zero, man.
Which one was that?
I don't know. Ground Zero.
Who was on it?
All the Philly rappers going back and forth. This was like, you know, Meek Mills and them beefing with
Yeah, y'all gotta stop. Y'all gotta stop shouting Blood Boy out. They didn't mention Meek and Dream Chasers 1,000 times on this joint.
But that's when it was real. Like, Joey Jahad. Mm-hmm. They all just
the whole
bad.
Top Class, Touch Money versus
what was, best,
shots.
What was your best?
You know what I was watching yesterday?
My best joint was Chico Raw.
I was watching Daddy-O yesterday.
I was super sleep on
him. Oh, yeah, I actually like him. I don't know why he didn't really take off.
Run the streets?
Who, Daddy-O?
Yeah.
No, I think
no, he was solo.
Shot.
He was solo.
But he was on the headshot.
He was on the headshot.
He was on every DVD. I seen him on a lot of joints.
My shit was Magic, go bust the nigga. That shit had everybody looking goofy.
No, my favorite DVD moment. I remember back then I was super North Side. In my eyes, headshots and go-getters was North Side and everything else was West Philly, South Philly.
No. Most of headshots was North Philly, a little bit of South Philly. Most of Touch Money Top Class was Southwest and West Philly.
Right. And we on our side of town.
Yeah.
So every time headshots or the Getters come out, I'm running around gassing them like, yeah, we up. We'll check the score. So one day this nigga Reed Dollars woke up. Said, are we shooting a DVD today? Put on a blue shirt. And put on a blue motherfucking fitted.
No, black. A black t-shirt with the blue Philly P.
No.
I mean,
listen.
The blue hat with the white P and murdered
and white,
everybody.
Listen, that was one of the worst fucking days of my life, dog. When he put that blue fitted on and that motherfucker went backwards like Ash Ketchum. Listen.
You took it personal?
Yes, nigga.
So look.
He killed the whole headshots.
I didn't even like him back then.
Growing up in Frankfurt,
that shit made it worse.
He made me a fan after that.
Yeah.
Growing up in Frankfurt, if it wasn't Vig, Kotick, Diamonds El Nino, and you listen to anybody else that was from Philly, it's considered dickier. That's just the way we looked at it. So I really didn't listen to none of that. I watched it for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
But like to take shit personal, nah.
I think Chick Rowe killed that John when he was in the wife beater.
50 niggas in that big ass alleyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I just bought a new handgun. I'm fishing to shoot.
I slept on him back then, too,
like
though.
Benjamin just
a lot of people did.
And you know who I slept on back then was crazy? Vodka.
Yeah, Vodka legend.
Yeah, Vodka legend. I slept on him. I regret that.
Vodka was his.
Yeah, but Reed,
you want to know what it was? He didn't fit in with that new wave. Remember, he was like the early 2000s. Like,
Cree Forts, Hollow Man.
Yeah, he was doing that. He was doing that era.
Yeah.
Another name somebody said to me, I seen a bunch of times. I never personally listened to him. Boy named Slaughter Rico. You heard of that?
Slaughter Rico.
They was like the originals.
What was they, Uptown niggas?
I don't know, but they was like the originals.
Yeah.
It was like the originals.
What y'all think about that Deontay Wilder fight?
It looked like he was on something.
How much money y'all lose
I ain't bet on it.
I don't gamble. I seen that the odds was too low.
I bet a dollar on the knockout. I was actually happy about it.
He said it was the 40-pound. Did y'all watch Roy Jones set?
Yeah. Who wears a 40-pound? Who does that?
He's a corny dude. He's a corny dude.
Nice. Like I said, no, he kind of his post-fight speech was cool.
No, it wasn't.
I like
that. That was the humble speech.
How can you say I'm not making no excuse, but that's an excuse. You sound dumb as shit.
I mean, at the end of the day, he wasn't himself.
My legs wasn't under. I tried
anybody
that, shit,
that watch boxing or watched him before, he wasn't the same.
I guess it was that air shot. The air shot, like, listen to the announcer say it knocked your equilibrium off.
Yeah.
Because the whole fight, I seen his previous fights. He got
his air
chin.
Was bleeding.
Yeah, bad. He busts his air.
But that's part of boxing.
He said he didn't, but he ain't go to the doctors.
That's part of boxing. You can't blame that on that's fucking part of you got
hit. He lost. He accepted it. This is what it is. You got that one on your belt. I mean, record.
Bad joint of the week, fellas.
Oh, Chubb, we're talking about joint that you just were saying. Yeah,
what's your bad joint? What's your rant? What's your rant for the week?
Oh, bad joint of the week. The joint that you just said. Remember you said the recording joint? When the bull got knocked out?
Oh, just now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. Listen, this happened like, no exaggeration, like, on my way here. I'm pulling out, and there's a whole bunch of people. It looked like a scuffle. So I get out. And it's crazy part about Bull got knocked clean out. Like, clean out. But before,
like, what happened?
I don't know. Like, I'm inside the car, but I pulled over. Like the group was right in front. Don't you know how in high school everybody following the crowd? So they pushing, so they actually get new. And Bull got knocked clean out. Clean out. That joke was crazy. And the crazy part about I'm mad. Because when I looked, everybody got their phones on it. Like, you can't put it in words. Because the funniest shit told me, it took him like 30 minutes to get his shit back together. I mean, 30 seconds. And then he gonna touch his money. He said, y'all, I see his shit. And the boy was like, how would I do? He said, y'all, let me go.
Mark, what's your bad joke of the week?
He said, that was crazy. I wanted to add that on video.
I don't think I got one. I don't got no bad joint of the
good week.
What's your I ain't gonna say it was a good week.
My bad joint of the week is Snoop going on Red Table Talk to talk with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh,
yeah, because I feel as though you shouldn't have did that because you said what you said, but Jada Pinkett Smith overlooked what you said. No, she overlooked what Gayle King said to.
Basically, women empowerment. She was riding for the women.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily, though.
Yeah. I don't like that. I
guess he was getting like, he also on that, like, you know, he on a certain platform where he.
Listen, this what y'all gotta understand. Like I said earlier, these motherfucking celebrities be controlled by money, yo.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They not men. They controlled by money. So if that shit gonna fuck up their money, them niggas do some sucker shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. You gotta look at the celebrities that's actually doing shit that does not in the light doing it. They genuinely do shit for like out the heart. Yeah. That's all that should be. My bad joint of the week. Let me ask y'all this question. It ain't gonna work. Let me ask Mark, because I asked y'all already. Mark, if you was a girl, would you be a dyke? I'm gonna say, if you was a girl, would you be a whore?
No, too much respect for myself.
Oh, he's sassy as shit.
I respect it. I asked the nigga at work. I said, yo, if you was a girl, would you be a whore? Nigga said, yeah.
He won.
I asked that nigga, do you like dick?
He won. He won't get hit with the bull hump on a rug.
Yo, how much time we got left? Yo, we got 1 minute.
Yeah, all right, so listen, man. I just want to say something, man.
Hold on, Glad. I mean, real quick.
Let him throw his joint. You got to do the sponsorships afterwards. Go ahead.
I just want to say, y'all, tomorrow is not going to wait for you at all. Yesterday, don't care about you. When I say yesterday, don't care about you, whatever you did yesterday, it was yesterday. So as far as it was yesterday, you got to get it out your head because it's not going to care about you. And tomorrow, not going to wait. Stop planning for the future and make a move for the future. People always want to, I'm planning. Do something today that's going to control tomorrow. Because tomorrow ain't going to care about you. Like always, have a good day on purpose.
Every time. Shout out to Stay Fly Autos, Mobile Detailing. You know, get with him. I'm going to post his info later. But other than that, man, we holler at y'all next week, man. That's all. Yeah. The best.